AI-narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Johnson & Johnson's 68-week trend signal absorbs a 45.9 million share down week. J&J slipped 1.5% in the latest week, but the broader profile remains constructive, with the stock still 8.7% above its weekly trend line and 85.2% through its 52-week range. Research brief. Johnson & Johnson closed the week, ended 17 July 2026, at $253.0, down 1.5%. As above-average volume added weight to a second weekly pause after June's sharp advance. The weekly trend signal remains active, activity pressure is positive, and relative strength is still constructive, but the stock's 49.5% premium to ShareMaestro fair value and higher recent volatility keep risk evidence in view. Key points. 1. J&J ended at $253.0, down 1.5% for the week, but still up 10.8% over 4 weeks and 11.9% over 12 weeks. 2. The trend signal remains active with a 68-week streak, and price sits 8.7% above the 232.8 trend line. 3. Latest volume was 45.9 million shares, equal to 1.2 times the 13-week average of 39.2 million, giving the pullback moderate participation. 4. Healthcare was soft for the week, with the sector down 0.7%. J&J lagged that move, but continues to beat sector 4-week and 12-week averages. 5. Risk is mixed. The stock is only 6.1% below its 52-week high, but recent volatility is 4.3% versus a 3.0% one-year baseline, and the fair value premium is 49.5%. Price action cools, but the weekly regime has not broken. Johnson & Johnson's latest weekly close at $253.0 leaves the Dow healthcare constituent 6.1% below its 52-week high of 269.4 and well above the 52-week low of 158.8. The 1.5% weekly decline interrupts short-term follow-through rather than reversing it. J&J is still up 10.8% over 4 weeks, 17.0% over 26 weeks, and 58.4% over the past year. The ShareMaestro setup remains a continuation profile. The trend signal is active, the streak stands at 68 weeks, and the stock is 8.7% above the 232.8 trend line. That keeps the weekly structure constructive, although the latest signal state is not a fresh buy, and the expectancy re is neutral at 50.5%, which argues against treating the pullback as fully resolved. Volume gives the decline some credibility. Participation was not extreme, but it was not thin either. J&J traded 45.9 million shares in the latest week, 1.2 times the 13-week average of 39.2 million, and 1.1 times the 52-week average of 40.7 million. That is below the 54.9 million share burst that accompanied the 11.5% advance in late June, but it still gives the latest negative week more weight than an ordinary low-volume pause. Market dynamics remain positive, with activity pressure at 0.63, after improving from negative readings in early June. Relative strength is also positive, at 9.76, though it has eased from 15.12 2 weeks earlier. The evidence therefore remains constructive, but with less urgency than during the late June breakout week. Sector context is supportive on a multi-week basis, selective on breadth. J&J sits in U.S. healthcare and the drug manufacturer's general industry, a large-cap defensive area where breadth is improving, but still selective. Healthcare averaged a 0.7% weekly decline, while the drug manufacturers group was nearly flat at 0.0%. J&J's 1.5% loss lagged both for the week. The comparison improves over 4 weeks, where J&J's 10.8% gain is ahead of the sector average of 6.5% and the industry average of 4.6%. Breadth is mixed, rather than broad. In healthcare, only 48.0% of stocks have active weekly trend signals, and 41.0% have positive relative strength. Even as market dynamics breadth is stronger, at 77.0%. Within drug manufacturers general, trend breadth is 55.0%, activity pressure breadth is 65.0%, and relative strength breadth is 45.0%. Peers such as AbbVie, Merck, and Bristol Myers delivered positive weeks, so J&J's latest decline stands out against several major drug manufacturer counterparts. Premium demand raises the bar for confirmation. The stock's location is both opportunity evidence and risk evidence. J&J is 85.2% through its 52-week range and trading 49.5% above ShareMaestro fair value of $169.30, which reflects strong premium demand but also leaves less margin for disappointment if momentum fades. Recent volatility is elevated at 4.3% versus a 3.0% 52-week baseline, and the recent smart money tape shows four reversal markers. The next tests are straightforward: whether price can hold above the $232.8 trend line, whether activity pressure can stay positive, and whether any renewed push toward the $269.4 high arrives with stronger participation. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would mark a cleaner confirmation of the next directional move. Without that, the weekly profile remains constructive, but more exposed to consolidation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.